I would like to ask is why often we cannot be faithful to our own commitment.
啊，根据一个调查啊，在北美啊，特别是在美国哈。
According to a survey.
啊，在美国的话，有21%的男人和11%的女人曾经对配偶不忠。
How's the percentage? 27. Okay. Something about 27-21% women not faithful to each other.
11% women.
Okay.
21 and 11. 哈，然后曾经对配偶不忠。哈，然后为什么子女会离开父母亲
？And why children leave their parents?
啊，他们发现调查就发现，其实孩子要离开父母的很多的那个因素，就是那些小事情上面。
And many often children leave their parents because of small things.
啊，这些小事情包括曾经他的父母亲答应过说，我6点钟以前一定回来。
Often is the small thing like the promise that they didn't keep, the parents did not keep.
啊，然后我六点钟一定回来，或者下一次我一定陪你看球赛。
Or parent or father saying that I promise next time I will be in your baseball game.
啊，然后下周我一定陪你做运动。
Or I'll go with you doing this and that.
但从来没有发生过。
But never happened.
啊，哎，这个就是一个问题。为什么无法对这个家人那个承诺，我们能够把它守住
？Why is it that we cannot keep our own promises？
啊，其实路加福音第九章里头提到三个原因。
In the book of Luke, chapter 3, mentioned three things.
Chapter 9.
啊，
第一件事情的话，那边提到的第九章的话，第57跟58节那边讲到的话，第一个原因不能够对家人信守那个承诺，第一个就是你们要计算代价。
In chapter 9, verse 57, there it says that the reason we do not keep our promise is because we do not calculate how much it's going to cost us.
啊，路加福音那边耶稣他讲了一个比喻哈，他说他们走路的时候，有一个人对耶稣说：“无论你往哪里去，我都要跟从你。”耶稣说：“狐狸有洞，天空飞鸟有窝，只是人子连枕头的地方都没有。”
In this passage, there is a person saying that wherever you go, Jesus, I will go with you.But Jesus said, even the birds has nests, but the Son of Man does not have a place to put his head.
Yeah. 好，这边呢讲到一件事情，就在人的一个承诺里头的话，我们刚开始可能你的观念是对的，你的角色是对的，你的程度，你是那个程度是对的。
Often is that even though our motive is right and our thought is correct, but our calculation is not right.
Yeah.因为其实你看，在婚姻刚开始的时候，哦，特别在谈恋爱的时候的话，我们常常男孩子会对女孩子说：“无论你往哪里去，我就跟你去。”
Especially when we just got married, or even before marriage, one will say to each other that I will follow you wherever you go.
那结婚之后变成什么样呢？无论我往哪里去，你就得跟着我。
But after marriage, one will say, "Wherever I go, you follow me."
所以在这样一个环境里头的话，你看主耶稣他对人的这样一个回应，他那个回答说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟，我只是人子连枕头的地方都没有。”
So that's why Jesus says that we need to think of the cause of following him.
主耶稣他在这里的意思，他是说，不是说你的那个 motive 不对，不是说你的那个角色跟从的角色不对，也不是说你那委身的程度不对。他在那边说：“年轻人呐、啊，你所讲的，你其实并不大知道你所讲的是什么。”
So often it's not our motive is not correct. It's often that we have not thought through or thinking about the cost.
年轻人，我们真的不知道自己在讲的，说你没有计算过代价，你不知道你所讲的那个代表你的那个委身的程度要到多深。
See, the reason we did not calculate our cost lead us to never actually underestimate what is required of us.
弟兄们，我们在这边的话，我们要明白这件事情。
We need to understand these.
哎，耶稣的话，他绝对不是吓唬我们说，哦，那你就不要跟从了。
Jesus is not trying to frighten us so that we will not follow him.
他在这边，他只是在讲，就是我们人，你计算过代价之后的话，你来跟从。
He's just telling us that we need to count the cost before we decide.
啊，刚才妹咳嗽。刚才妹咳嗽了一下。
妹 just coughed just now.
啊，那个 Vincent 的话。那个表情就出来了，可以吗
？Vincent seems to now understand what's going on.
他想去帮忙， 只是他现在角色必须站在这里，不然就去担水了。
Vincent wanted to help me, but he's not in the position to do that right now.
但我希望这不只是今天而已，在这婚姻的往前走的过程当中，你的 care、你的那个爱、你的那个 support 还可以跟着妹的需要一同在往前。
And I pray that this is not this gesture is just not for today, but really for the rest of
their life. 虽然婚姻当中一定会有各样的艰难，身体会有各样的软弱，事业上上下下，将来有孩子这些，但是最重要一件事情，当我们知道我们是向神委身，我们也向妹委身的时候，计算过代价，我们就可以往前。
So we are sure that ahead of us there will be many difficulties that we need to encounter, but by the grace of God, we can overcome them.
所以第一件事情，其实不单单是他们，我希望弟兄姐妹，我们可以也彼此，大家互相提醒。我们先问左右一个问题，所以你知道你讲的是什么吗？
So we don't just expect this couple to do this commitment. We can actually do that commitment and make this commitment to one another.
我们互相问一下，你知道你讲什么吗？
Did you know what you actually promised?
你计算过代价之后，你再跟左右讲说，千万不要放弃。
So before you answer that question, count the cost and then say what you want to say.
好，所以人容易不能够信守承诺。第一个是因为我们没有计算过代价。第二个的话，路加福音这边会继续讲，他说我们是因为我们没有付上那个代价。
And the second thing is that we did not pay the cost.
因为在困难来的时候的话，其实是需要我们付上代价，我们一同往前的。
When do we encounter difficulties, the time that we actually pay the cost.
路加福音第九章，他这边讲到的话，第五十九节继续，他说，又有一个人说跟从，又耶稣又对另外一个人说跟从我来，那人就说主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣就说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。
So there was another person that Jesus said, follow me. But the person said, wait a minute, let me just go and bury my relative before I go and follow you. But Jesus did not allow him to do that.
耶稣他在这边又对另外一个人发出一个邀请，说来跟从。
Jesus actually called another person.
然后那个人对神的那个回应好像也很那个合理。
Even though the response of this person seemed to be quite reasonable.
好，特别是对犹太人来说，那埋葬去世的亲人其实是最重要的一个职责。
Burying on dead is actually an important responsibility for even for the.
跟我们中国人一样，入土为安
Yeah, same thing for the Chinese culture, same as for the Jewish culture.
那耶稣他在这边其实并不是在质疑那个人的那个请求。
Jesus is not denying the request of this person.
乃是在他这个人在回答耶稣的话的时候，之前前面这四个字，说主啊，容我先。
It's because of the four words or a few words that he said, let me do this first.
在这边的话，其实耶稣正在挑战我们每个人，谁到底是主？
Jesus is challenging us, who comes first in your life?
其实当我们两个夫妻要委身的过程当中，很多时候我们是需要付上代价的。
When we come together as a husband and wife, there is cost
and pain. 然后在这个过程里头的话，我们需要学习一件事情，不要容许其他的人、其他的事、其他的活动干扰到我们家庭、婚姻的这样的一个关系。
One thing we must learn is that we should never let anything or anyone come between you two.
常常的话，我们会忽略配偶的那个需要。
We often neglect the needs of other.
然后我们用外在这些事情，我们来尝试跟配偶说，比如说我们会说工作哈，就说容我先工作，让我赚足够的钱才来爱你。
For instance, often the word comes in between us because one would say, well, let me earn enough money before I can take care of you.
特别中国人，有些人很海派哈。江湖义气啊，那些特别他说朋友比谁都大，然后还有特别中国那个观念非常不好的，那什么妻子是医生啊，那什么朋友是什么，那就代表很看重那个，其实这些观念都不大合圣经的。
There are many Chinese cultural views that are actually incorrect and inconsistent with the Bible.
还有什么事情？比如说孩子的教育啊，然后这个其他的这些呢，你的工作、你的自己的梦想那些的追求。真的，你在神面前把它摆出来，不要当夫妻两个，就大家在有需要一起谈的事情的时候的话，你就对他说：“容我先怎么样怎么样怎么样。”
Or even like children's education, many other things that we should not put first before the relationship between the couple.
其实特别是先生，我觉得我们每天的话都需要有一段时间我们空出来好好的聆听你的配偶对你来说心事。
Especially for the man, for the husband, we need to set aside a time just to listen to your wife.
我以前的那个高中的那个班主任，他常常说一句话。
I remember in my school days, like the captain of the class.
他也喜欢一个非常 talkative, 非常很喜欢说话的人。
He is a very talkative person.
他说两个女人在一起就是一条须，你知道一条须是什么？
Well,
就是一个小的集市啊，集市上面哒哒哒哒就非常的热闹。
When two women come together, there is a lot of commotion.
他的意思的话是男孩子大概都不大说话了，因为男孩子一天讲五百个字已经差不多了。
Men don't talk too much. If they can talk more than 500 words, that would be pretty good already.
但女人的话，2500字才刚刚开始。
But women for 2,500 words, that's just the beginning.
那男孩子在外面的话，大概500字一天都用光了。回来的话，他只想安静。
Man after talking outside more than 500 words, he will be completely silent when he comes home.
回来的话，那个太太的话，2500字才刚刚开始。
So when wife comes
home, 那时候的话，痛苦就来。
She just wanted to start talking, and while he wants to be silent.
但这个时候，我特别勉励我们做弟兄的。
But this is the time man should pay the price. Talk.
当你太太要跟你说话的时候的话，留上十分钟，先让她说完。
So when your wife wants to communicate with you, now let her talk.
然后呢，你这个晚上你就太平了。
Then you have peace throughout the day and throughout the night.
要不然的话，你这个晚上的话，估计你的平安没有，然后太太的平安都没有，要付上代价。我的意思。
So when you
虽然你的 quota 已经用完了，但是。求神给你恩典，再多500个字让他做。
So even though you use up your 500-word quota, now may God give you grace to have extra 500.
第一个要计算代价，第二个要付上代价，第三个的话还要持守到底。
So the third thing is that we need to persevere.
真的，很多人不能够对我们的配偶那个承诺来委身，是因为我们没有持守。
The reason we cannot commit to our promise is because we cannot persevere.
半途而废常常是家人彼此失去那种委身的最关键那个因素。
We often give up in the midway. This is one of the main reasons.
我们刚开始做的不错。
At the beginning, we are doing pretty well.
中场也跑得不错。
We are running pretty well at the beginning.
但是就是人生的下半场，我们往往就跑不下去。
But often in the middle, the second part of our journey.
有一个人结婚了50多年。
One person married for over 50 years.
然后大家就来跟他请教，他结婚啊，为什么那个婚姻能够保持这么久
？And someone asking how, what were your secret?
所以他就分享。
And he shared these.
啊，其中一件事情他就讲到，他在那个银婚的时候，就25年的时候。
And he shared these about when he had his 25th anniversary.
然后呢，25年他做了一个巨大的一个觉得他最明智的一个决定。他把他的太太带到中国旅游了一趟。
He made a very important and wise decision. He took his wife to have a trip to China.
然后呢，这25年下来的话，哎呀，他觉得这个决定，就是说非常的 proud of.
And he was very actually proud of that decision that he made.
然后人家就接着问他，那你50年的时候你做了什么呢？
So someone asked, "What did you do in this 50-year anniversary?"
他说：“我在50年的那个 anniversary 的时候，我去从中国把他从北京带回来。
”And he said that I took her back at the 50-year anniversary from China.
委身真的很难呐。
So commitment is really a hard thing to do.
委身真的不容易。
It is a difficult thing.
我们要持守到底。
We need to persevere.
耶稣在路加福音第9章61节，他们说，有一个人来跟耶稣说：“主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我的家人。”耶稣就对他说：“守福离向后看的，不配进神的国。”
Yes, this person that says that you know I want to follow you, but let me bury my dad first. But Jesus told him that those who look back is not worthy of God. God.
在神的家中委身，跟我们自己家中的委身都是一样的。守福离，不要向后看。
Our commitment to God is very similar to our commitment to each other.
我们不要向后看，我们就一直要往前，向着那个标杆一同的前进。
We should never look back. We should always look forward.
婚姻哈，其实最重要的话就是你一定要往前。我告诉你，婚姻如果一往后的时候的话，你的后门大开啊， 问题重重。
The most important thing in the marriage is to always go forward, never go back.
你往后看的时候的话，总是你对不起我，我对不起，哎呀，反正什么事情你都觉得不对。
When you look backward, you always see problems, troubles, and things that you don't want really to remember.
当我跟师母谈恋爱的时候
，When I was dating my wife,
我们在神面前，我们有一个约定。
We had this commitment to each other before the Lord.
在我们两个人的字典当中，没有离这个字。
没有什么？
没有离 ，divorce.
Oh, in our dictionary of our marriage, we don't have the word divorce.
我在神面前，我们在神面前学习到一件的事情：婚姻的话没有后门。
And we learn one thing: there is no back door in a marriage.
但是婚姻的话有天梯。
But a marriage has a ladder to the heaven.
我们需要来到神的面前。
We must
come before the Lord. 当我们往前的时候的话，让神把我们提拔起来。
Whenever we have difficulty, we let God lift us up to the heaven.
无论过往怎么样，都让它过去。
Let all the past be past.
让我们在神的面前，我们勇敢的往前。
Let us go forward courageously with God's grace.
我们需要跑完全程。
We must finish the race.
Amen. 我们要跑完全程。
We must finish the run.
哎，我们跟左右说，婚姻没有后门，只有天梯。
Let's talk to say to each other that marriage does not have back door. There's only ladder.
那我们再跟左右说啊，你要跑完全程。
And tell each other that we must finish the race.
我们彼此鼓励，我们要跑完全程。Amen.
We will finish the course.
但是你不要像那个老人家一样哈，二十五年哈，你就自己潇洒。
Just don't leave your wife in China.
Yeah, 我们要一起跑。Amen.
We must run together.
要跑完全程。所以，我们刚才简单的分享一下，为什么我们很难对家人委身。一方面，我们没有计算代价，我们没有付上代价，然后呢，我们没有持守到底。
So, three things we do not count the cost, and we did not pay the price, and we do not persevere. These are the main three main problems.
我相信神在我们面前，他也给我们有一条出路，让我们可以提高彼此委身的心智。
And God has given us a way to really help us be committed to each other.
所以刚才我们读的这段经文里头
，In the passage that we just read,
其实神也给我们一条路，我们怎么提高我们彼此委身。
God is teaching us how to commit to each other.
第一个方面我们可以学的话就是分别委身。
One thing is to be separated.
我们在神面前那个优先次序一定要摆对。
We need to know what our priority is.
神第一，家庭第二，工作，然后教会服事这些，我们都摆在这第三。
So God comes number one, family, and all the other things that follows.
好，这个次序我们真的要学习，把我们自己从世界中价值观分别出来，慢慢的调整在这个对的价值观上面。
So priorities are extremely important.
Yeah.这篇他讲到的话就只要存心谦卑，我相信这是分别为圣的一条出路。
We need to be humble, and this is the one of the important way to overcome.
我相信只有在我们存心谦卑的时候，我们才能看见自己的问题。
When we are humble, we can see our own problem.
只有我们自己谦卑下来，我们才可以求大家的彼此的饶恕，彼此的这样的一个就是说这样一个协调。
When we learn humility, we also learn to ask each other for forgiveness.
其实哈，如果你婚姻要健康的话，你常常说对不起啊，请原谅啊，我爱你啊，你把这三句话常常操练的时候，基本上婚姻就没有什么大的那些问题了。
A few words we must learn to say and say often is I'm sorry, sorry, and sorry, and I love you.
我们真的要常常操练的，对不起，请原谅，我爱你，常常操练这三个的话，我们就能够在婚姻当中继续往前。我相信这个是分别为圣你一谦卑的时候，我们从世界那种价值观里头开始出来。你知道中国人呢，我们要说 sorry 的时候，真的是非常的难，是吧？真的非常的难。但是在神恩典里头，我们真的可以勇敢的说 I'm sorry， 因为什么？我们可以谦卑下来，看我们自己的不足。
Yeah, to us Chinese, saying sorry is really a difficult thing, but by God's grace, we can do it.
我常常跟弟兄姐妹分享一件事情，不是说你改变，一切都改变，对吧？我们常常说你改变了，什么都没有的。我常常跟弟兄姐妹说，如果我改变，一切都改变。阿门。
I often say to my congregation that it's not you must change, But I must change. Everything will be changed.
我们要能够改变，是因为我们先谦卑下来。
When we can change ourselves first, it's because we are willing to humble ourselves.
我们一谦卑下来的时候，第二件事情很重要的话，能够尾声的话，是因为你沟通能够顺畅。
The second thing we must learn is to communicate.
你沟通能够顺畅，就代表我们个人看别人比自己强的时候，我们就比较容易有这个意愿，我们去沟通。
When we see each other better than ourselves, then we will be willing to communicate.
然后在婚姻的关系里头，第三样非常重要的话，我们要学习彼此配合。
The third thing that is very important in the marriage is that we need to work together.
第四节他这边讲到一件事情，他说个人你不要单顾自己的事，你要顾别人的事。
This passage says that you do not just concern with yourself with the things of your own, but also with others.
我相信在尾声的过程当中，我们都在计算得跟失的问题。我们都在计算得或者失。
Okay, in this working together, we always have to see what we are giving and what we are receiving.
但是在神的恩典里头，让我们个人，我们不要单顾自己的事，我们学习成为一个可以给的人。
And in this marriage, we really need to learn to give.
我相信我们每个人都是怀着梦想，我们进入到婚姻里头的。
We often come to a marriage in a dream.
但是在梦想实现的过程当中，其实神是让我们先成为一个给的人。
In order to really experience this dream-like relationship, we really need to learn to give first.
在这个过程当中，我们正在学习，你要放下过去那些受伤的经验。比如说，我们常常会想到，哎呀，怎么都是我在付出。啊，怎么都是我一个人在做，啊，然后怎么我所做的他一点都不 appreciate，我们千万要放下这个。你在神的恩典里头的话，继续学习成为一个给的人。
Another thing is that we really need to learn to let go of all the hurts from the past.
然后在这一切之上，我们刚才所读的经文里头，第四个非常重要一件事情，就是说你要能够做到这一切，是因为你的心跟耶稣基督的心连接在一起。
And the reason you are able to do it is because your heart is united with the heart of God.
连接在基督里头的话，才让我们有能力把神的这些恩典把它实践出来。
When our heart is united with Jesus, then we will have the strength to do all these.
在结束的时候，我用个故事来结束。
I have one story to conclude.
记得在美国的 Buffalo 那边地方，就水牛城那边有一支。橄榄球队叫做 Bills.
There is a football team in the Buffalo, U.S.
叫 Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills, okay, sorry.
然后他那个有一个，就以前的话，他有一个那个中间后卫，就那 Linebacker, 就是这个人，他叫做那个史培曼，那 Spielman.
I really don't understand about football, but anyway, there is a quarterback something. His name is called Stephen.
那 Spielman.
Stillman, okay.
Spielman.
Spielman.
他在90年代中期的话，是在美国橄榄球史上，就那段时间里头的话，就是说是一个非常有名的一个就是运动员。
In the mid-90s, he's a very famous football player.
他在人看来的话，他是一条硬汉，就非常的斗志昂扬，非常的就是说一夫当关万夫莫开的，就是说那种角色。
Before his audience, he's a very strong man with strong character.
特别在1995年那个赛季里头。
In 1995.
从赛季一开始的话，你知道，就运动员呢，他那个容易受伤。那一年的话，他是那个胸肌整片那个胸肌拉伤。
He was hurt at that year.
但是在那个赛季里头，他还是咬紧牙关，坚持打完每一场的比赛。
But he actually persevered and he finished the game.
那为什么这个 Spielman 他能够坚持下来
？Why is that he was able to persevere？
他的赛季以后他的那个分享
，And in his own memoir he shared this。
他说：“因为我的队员希望那个需要我。
”Because he knows that his team needs him。
为了不让这队友失望，为了不让球迷失望，他真的坚持打完每一场的比赛。
Because of his teammates, he persevered and he finished the game.
但是就是这么一个令人那个尊敬的这样的硬汉，他在1998年赛季来临的时候，却做了一个好像很多人都不大理解的一个决定。
And yet in 1998, this player, very famous player, this something that surprised everybody.
在九八年赛季整个过程当中，他甚至一场球赛都没有出席，连去观礼、观赛都没有。
In 1998, he did not even show up in one game.
那后来知道的话，他太太得了乳癌。他太太有那个 breast cancer.
Okay. And later on, we learned that his wife was not feeling well. She had a cancer.
那在太太治疗这个 breast cancer 的过程里头的话，他每一步都跟太太在一起。
Throughout this cancer therapy, he was with her all the way.
然后就是在太太那个在治疗过程当中的反应啊，非常大，有呕吐啊，有这些就是说非常就是说剧烈那种反应的时候，他都在他的床前陪伴，然后用那个接他的那些呕吐啊，然后帮他擦，帮他非常细腻的照顾他。
His wife experienced many side effects during the therapy, and he was with her.Throughout the whole process, helping her.
为了陪伴他太太，他做了一个决定，把整个赛季赛程都把它停下来。
Because of his wife, he made a decision is to give up.
全心的维系自己的婚姻。
To really to commit to his marriage.
当别人不理解，报章很多的这些的球迷都发信，然后来去攻击他的时候。
Many of his fans did not understand and wrote him and criticized him.
他说：“我们这么需要你，你怎么能够拒绝出赛呢
？”And they were the fans said that we need you. How can you just give up like that？
你还算一个男人吗
？Can you be called a man？
然后这个 Spearman， 然后他很心平静气的面对这些的指责。
And he actually calmly answered their criticism.
他说：“我有另外一个更好的一个使命。
”And he said that I have an even more important mission in life.
他说：“我若是违背当初对他的承诺
，If I fail to commit or to fulfill my promise to her，
那还算个男子汉吗
？Then I will not be a man。
我甚至不算是男人。
I'm not even a man。
因为这样子，他可以顶住所有的些，然后陪他太太走过那一段时间。
Because of that, he was able to be with her throughout the whole。
我相信这是一个忠诚委身的力量。”这是一个忠诚委身的一个力量。
And this is the force, a strength of the commitment.
即使付上代价，你都在所不惜。
Is to be able to pay the price and persevere. 啊，
曾经有人说过这样一句话，他说：“委身乃是决定一个人生命品质优劣的关键特质。”
Our commitment, someone said, is decides the quality of our character.
我稍微的修改一下。
I'll modify this a little bit.
我觉得就委身的话呢，是决定两个人婚姻生活品质的关键因素。
And I modify this to say that our commitment to each other will decide the quality of our marriage.
我想今天不仅是 May 跟 Vincent 哈，两个人在这边跟神和人立约，也是我们在这单庄一起来观礼的时候，我们在神和人面前，我们也要有机会来反省。
Today is not just Vincent and May making this commitment before the Lord, but we all of us.
在这个世代当中的话，有人守住承诺，有人不会。
Some fail to keep their promises.
我们是哪一种人
？What kind of people we are?
我们拥有的是哪一种家庭
？What kind of a home do we possess?
婚礼从教堂开始。婚礼从教堂这里开始。
Marriage commitment start in the church.
很多人可以说 I do 我愿意。待会他们就会说 I do 了。
Often we say I do, like what they are going to say just now.
啊，然后之后的话说啊，这是走啊，我们去哪里度蜜月？然后。
And then they goes for a honeymoon.
可是，一年之后，三年之后
，after 3 years，
五年之后。
5 years,
十年之后
10 years,
20年、30年、40年，甚至50年
20, 40, 50.
我们是不是能够说 I still do, 我仍然愿意
Can we still say I still do?
求神保守我们，在我们生命当中有这个委身的力量，那么可以一同的往前。
May God give us strength to commit.
所以待会的话，我在神面前，我要挑战他们，是不是愿意 I do?那不要来度的话，这婚礼就停在这里了。啊，那但是不单单是他们，就鼓励当中的话， 如果你们是夫妻的话，找你们的配偶坐在一起，你们待会的话也彼此来 I still do 好不好？哎，真的，我们在神面前重新再来立过这样的一个委身的誓约。当然如果的话我们还没有结婚的话，你也不要气馁啊，你也不要气馁，你在这个时候的话向神来求，求神给我一个愿意跟我一同委身于婚姻关系的那另外一半。若是我们当中的话有另外一半啊，可能神已经把他接为天家，或者因为其他的原因，你也不要后悔，为你以前你曾经所努力过的感谢神，那求神保守你的心，让你在人生的将来可以继续往前，好不好？好，所以接下来的话我会啊，就在神的面前啊，给他们一些的挑战啊，让他们，那如果你们可以一起来的话，那大家都一起来啊，一方面见证他们，一方面我们要得着这祝福，好吧？啊，好像不好意思啊，因为刚才我在讲，所以他们分得比较开一点啊，让他们现在稍微的往前一点，哈哈啊，你们开始啊，如果你们愿意的话哈，你们可以彼此握手，好吧？那把这个让伴娘帮你拿一下。好，现在 Vincent 跟 May 哈，你们两个人已经听见了神在圣经里头的一些的教训教导哈。如果你们愿意结婚的话，那我们就啊，在下面的誓言里头，你们可以彼此说愿意哈，或者说 I do 都可以。好，那我现在从 Vincent 开始，好吧？